grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Good morning. Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral and a blessed Christmas to you. If you're a guest with us, a special welcome to you. Great to have you here. Also, if you're joining us by way of the YouTube live stream, we welcome you. And if you're listening in on the audio podcast, we welcome you as well. We're worshiping today according to the green-colored book of alternative services, but we'll begin with the hymn, which is Joy to the World, number 154. Number 154.
Page 185. At the foot of that page, we join together in the collect. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And on the bulletin, we join together in the collect of the day found on the front page, top left-hand corner. Say together, Almighty God, you wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored our human nature. May we share the divine life of your Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to share our humanity, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels. All day and all night they shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give you your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have labored. But those who gather it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up an ensign over the peoples. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to daughter Zion, see, your salvation comes. His reward is with him, and he recompenses before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken.
The psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 98 and is in the bulletin. Please respond at the R with the bold phrase. Sing to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. With his right hand and his holy arm has he won for himself the victory. The Lord has made known his victory. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the Lord, the King, the Lord.
Sing to the Lord, for he has done marvelous.
Let the sea make a noise and all that is in it, the lands and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world and the peoples with equity.
Sing to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things.
The second reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went up to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn, and wrapped him in swaddling bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Long ago, God spoke. Spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. How does God communicate his message of love and concern for his creation? Baby talk. Martin Luther said it first, that when God speaks to humanity, God always speaks baby talk. God never forgets that no matter how old we are, how big we have become, we are all helpless, dependent, unknowing babes as far as faith is concerned. God bends to our weaknesses and our inabilities. He never tells us more than we can bear. He knows we cannot stand the full weight of the full truth. So God talks to us with baby talk. God spoke to Moses out of a burning bush, knowing that children are fascinated by fire and things like that. His message was ludicrously simple. Go tell people that I am sent you. Simple. Straightforward. Baby talk. God spoke through the law. Basic kindergarten morality. When it's literally transferred from the original language of Hebrew, it says, you no kill. You no lie. You no steal. Baby talk. And the prophets, they saw visions of broken jars, scrolls, and other object lessons, stories designed for children. Talk about lions and lambs, stories that only little ones understand. Baby talk. Luther said that all the great thinking about God and his doings in the world are only footnotes on the primal and original message. We do a fine job of
complicating things when we talk big and claim to understand far more than we really know. We forget our essential condition and smother the elemental power of it all. Babies don't have to be told what their mothers mean by coochie, coochie, coo. Love needs no explanation. So in the Christmas story, God bends over into this violent playpen we call home and speaks again. How does he do that? Baby talk. This time, not only does he use the baby language, he becomes a baby. To the outside observer, all this excited talk over the bassinet, the toothless shepherds grinning and peering over the edge of the crib, the wise men from back east reduced to bumbling fools, it all seems strange. Not strange to us because we've heard the story so many times. But here in this nativity is truth. Truth wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. The letter to the Hebrews sums it up quite well. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son. When the child becomes a man, he still speaks in stories, parables, makes simple declarations about the way things are now, that God has become one flesh with humanity. It was a crisp follow me that caught the attention of those who believed strongly enough not to remain observers of the story, but to actually become participants. His invitation was into a kingdom where to receive a child was to receive him. In this kingdom, grown-ups who use words that are too large and pray prayers too long and get too big for their britches have trouble getting through the door, he said. Baby talk. Later, in a frivolous, childish act of entering the capital city, bouncing on the back of a fuzzy donkey, his beard does not hide the child beneath the man. On that day, a long way from Bethlehem, he is welcomed into Jerusalem, not by the mayor with a key to the city, but by children waving palm branches. And these babies look at him, and they see one of their own. Today, the invitation to us is come. Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
And now turning to page 188 in the Green Book, page 188, we stand together and declare our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, saying, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. Please kneel or sit as you're able for our intercessions. Let us pray.
My sisters and brothers, in the peace of God, all the gifts we give and receive in these days are but small tokens of the gift that shines forth in God's Word made flesh. From grateful hearts, let us intercede for all who find themselves longing for the deepest, truest gift, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. That the peace proclaimed by the angels and in the shepherd's field might be realized on every field of war, and on every street of violence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the child born to us might find in our hearts warm welcome by our openness to the needs of the homeless and the hungry, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the unity enjoyed by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be reflected in Christ's church as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the people of Bethlehem, and all who have been called to lead and pastor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That in this time of gift-giving, we might become more responsive to the abandoned, the despairing, and the mourning, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the rejoicing of this day might be a bond leading us to true communion of life and worship, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the joy and consolation of the wonderful counselor might enliven all who are struck down by disease or illness, especially those we remember, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
At this point, other intercessions may be made and offered. That the blessed hope we celebrate this day might be the fulfillment of all who have gone before us in faith, especially those that you might want to name, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty Lord, hear our prayer and fulfill your purposes in us as you accomplished your will in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites us to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. We continue on page 191. We say together, most merciful God, We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace. Our hymn for the offertory is 158. God of peace, your Son, Jesus Christ, has reconciled us to you. May all we offer you this day renew us as members of your household. We ask this in his name. Amen. We continue on page 193 with the first Eucharistic prayer. Page 193. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image, male and female, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage to freedom. Through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Please kneel or sit as you're able. And on page 211, we join together in the Lord's Prayer. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." And on page 213, we use option number 6 for the incarnation. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you. Let us pray.
Father of all, the child born for us is the Savior of the world. May he who made us your children welcome us into your kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you now and forever. Amen. And in the middle of page 214, we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Our closing hymn is 138, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. 138.